We bring to these microphones Dr. Rob Congdon. He's the man who covers the European Union for us, watching everything they do, and especially how they fit into a scenario that was laid out 2,500 years ago by the ancient Jewish prophets for the end times. Rob, the situation in Cyprus is dangerous. I mean, it's going to have ramifications throughout the entire European Union, the Eurozone. You need to talk to us about that first.
Well, absolutely. Cyprus is in a real problem. They need money desperately. Their debt level has reached dangerous levels for them, and this week there was a proposal made by the European Union to help them with their debt. The catch was that they had to obtain a certain amount, over $5 billion, from some source within the country and not the government to give to the European Union for the European Union to give them a loan back. So it almost sounds like they're just playing with money. But what has made it so serious and the impact is potentially throughout the European Union and could reach over here to the United States shores. They suggested is they take money from the people who have put money in the bank, their savings accounts, take maybe up to 10% of each person's savings account and give this money to the European Union to pay the debt. So obviously that has caused a real stir. It's bringing it home to the people, and what is really the problem is, or not the problem, but the impact is, this is saying socialism doesn't pay. Eventually the people will have to pay. If that happens, it could start spreading throughout the entire European Union, could push it into a deeper recession, and of course the many consequences of that. The bottom line is it opens the door for the European Union as a union, not individual countries, to start controlling down to the individual's level of what you can save, what you can spend, etc.
Wow, you mean some structure, economic structure, may be put in place to control spending and selling and buying. Well, that does sound very prophetic when we think about what is referred to as the mark of the beast, an identification mark to be able to buy or sell during the tribulation period. Well, let me see how Russia factors into this. I understand that the Russian corrupt element there, the very wealthy Russian corrupt element, is putting a lot of money in the banks in Cyprus. In fact, so much so that the Russian prime minister actually lectured Barroso, one of the leaders of the European Union, on Cyprus. And what is this Russian money factoring in? How is it factoring in?
Well, the Russians have invested in Cyprus. They have invested to the tune of $25 billion has been put in the savings accounts in the Cypriot banks. Cyprus has kind of been a collecting place where they could put the money in and it was safe and it was protected, they thought, and then the banks went and, of course, have loaned out more than they've had, and there's created this crisis. Russia stands to lose not only $25 billion in money, but another $40 billion they've loaned to Cyprus. So Russia has become deeply involved with this little island, and this is what we have to kind of grasp is Cyprus is really a drop in the bucket in terms of debt, et cetera, with the rest of Europe. The problem is it's the domino theory, and they see that if Cyprus fails, it will quickly spread to Italy, to Spain, the other countries. Russia is involved because of the heavy investment. They stand to lose all that money, the Russians do, so they want to be involved. Surprisingly, when Cyprus said, we don't want the EU's deal, they turned to Russia and said, how about you helping us? Russia talked to them, saw where they stood, and basically walked away and said, you solve your problem. So Russia has been involved. They stand to lose a lot financially in this. But again, it will be spreading to the rest of Europe. And Russia is getting closer and closer to Europe and the European Union in various trade negotiations. So they are watching this close because they really want to have open trade with European Union, and to do that they can't have countries failing, and yet they don't want to pour more money into what they may see as just a bottomless pit.
Yes, that's correct. Very interesting headlines coming out of Europe. Two of them in particular, speak to both of them if you will. Catherine Ashton, who is the chief of foreign policy, she's going to step down within the year, And Van Rompuy, who is president of the Council, the 27 member states of the European Union, he's going to step aside as well. Talk to me about both of these peoples stepping down.
Okay, well, this was really part of the treaty that was planned, the Lisbon Treaty, and these were sort of interim positions. The positions continued, but the people who occupied them were merely the ones to put in place the system, to get the what we would call State Department working and to get the executive branch working. So they have served their purposes. We need to watch. They may well say they'd like to, even though they're going to step down officially, maybe they'd like to return. But, of course, it always means for we who watch the European Union, who wants to move into their place and what will that personality be like? And since we see the European Union as kind of the embryonic form of that final Roman Empire, we want to know who those leaders are. So we need to be watching. I'm sure people like Tony Blair will start negotiating again for he'd like to be president. I'm not quite sure who would like to replace Catherine Ashton, but that we just need to watch very closely.
Is that supra-president that the European leaders called for, could that be in the mix as well?
Well, it would be because they might say maybe this is our opportunity to just kind of tweak the presidency's role, and maybe this is the time to do it. So I think we'll hear a lot coming in the next several months. But and I can't stress it enough, this idea of taking money from the individuals, et cetera, that's the only thing on the mind of people in Europe right now. So Europe, the European Union, the people there can't seem to think more than one scenario at a time. So we're going to have to wait just a little bit to see where they're headed on the new presidency, et cetera, until they get past this crisis. And this has really opened things up in Europe to the point where they can't put off solutions. I think it's, if you will, it's a maturing of the European Union. It's something we would expect on its path to where we think it ultimately will go.
And we will cover all of these issues right here on Prophecy Today with Dr. Rob Congdon, who covers the European Union for us. Rob, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
Always good to be with you. Lord bless.